How American voters view the concept of socialism could have an enormous impact on the 2020 presidential race. While some Republicans, including President Trump, attempt to link socialism with communism, Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders is defending what he calls the core principles of democratic socialism and their important role in the economic history of the United States. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, Sanders made his case for democratic socialism in a major campaign address at George Washington University yesterday afternoon.
In his 2019 State of the Union address, President Donald Trump laid the foundation for what he hopes will be one of the key themes of the 2020 presidential race. It's a blistering criticism of progressive Democratic candidates like Bernie Sanders, who are supporting programs such as Medicare for All, free college tuition, and higher taxes on the wealthy. Trump referred to these policies as being anti-American because they're examples of, quote, socialism.
Here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free.
Attacks on socialism are also coming from some of the more moderate Democratic presidential candidates. Here's former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper getting booed for his comments at a recent California Democratic convention.
If we want to beat Donald Trump and achieve big progressive goals, socialism is not the answer. You know, if we're not careful, we're going to end up helping to reelect the worst president in American history.
Yesterday, Sanders used his speech to address the socialism issue head on. Sanders argues that the policies of democratic socialism have long been a key part of efforts to promote economic justice in this country. Sanders says his current proposals are a continuation of the policies first proposed 80 years ago by Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt helped create a government that made transformative progress in protecting the needs of working families. Today, in the second decade of the 21st century, we must take up the unfinished business of the New Deal and carry it to completion.
And Sanders says Trump supports his own type of socialism by providing huge tax breaks to big corporations and wealthy people.
And that is the difference between Donald Trump and me. He believes in corporate socialism for the rich and powerful. I believe in a democratic socialism that works for the working families of this country.
Ted Cohn is the dean of the College of Liberal Arts at Norwich University. He thinks this is a critical issue for Sanders to address, especially since it didn't receive much attention during the 2016 race.
You don't have to scratch Bernie Sanders too much to find underneath, you know, kind of a deep well of socialism. How will Democratic voters at large, how will Americans at large respond to this? And that's something I don't think he's ever been forced to fully answer to on a national stage.
Middlebury College political science professor Matt Dickinson questions if the phrase socialism has the negative connotation that it had several decades ago.
It remains to be seen if you can simply say socialism, 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 and that would be enough. If Bernie Sanders is responding, well, by socialism, I mean expanding the opportunities for health insurance. I mean earning a decent wage. It's not clear to me that socialism by itself is going to be enough of a boogeyman to scare voters away from Sanders.
UVM political science professor Ellen Anderson says how voters view the concept of socialism could be influenced by their age.
Which is not going to bother Bernie's younger voters at all, but may very well trigger older voters who have been trained over the course of so many years to associate socialism with, like, terrible anti-Americanism.
Most of the Democratic candidates will participate in a series of debates at the end of the month, and it's likely that moderate candidates will express concern about the liberal direction of their party. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel.